We've all seen cartoons probably our entire lives featuring an itinerant preacher or a prophet in robes with a sign that says, "The end is near." You know that? You've seen that one many times. Well, the archetype for this image is Jonah, who prophesied to Nineveh, a Syrian city, 40 days more and Nineveh shall be destroyed. For the end is near. That's essentially what he's saying to them. And St. Paul tells us today, "I tell you, brothers and sisters, the time is running out. For the world in its present form is passing away." Or, "The end is near." St. Mark tells us that John the Baptist appeared in the desert proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, and he called out those who needed repentance. He was telling them the end is near. And in Mark's gospel, we hear Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. "This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Slight change. It's not the end is near, but the way you're living now is over. And there's a new kingdom. There's a new future. But do you hear that consistent theme throughout all of the history of our salvation? The prophecy from scriptures, from Jonah to Jesus, repent. The world in its present form will pass away. And then Jesus offers us a new way, a new future, a new world. The kingdom of God is at hand. Let's take a closer look at Jonah, the most famous of the prophets of the Old Testament. But he didn't preach in Israel. He never prophesied to Israel. He prophesied to the Syrians in Nineveh. That was one characteristic. Great prophet of Israel who never prophesied in Israel. And the other thing about Jonah is none of his prophecies came true. And we consider him one of the greatest of all our prophets. We think of him as a reluctant, selfish prophet. I've heard him described as being a punk, somebody who didn't want the good of everybody. Now, Nineveh was in what's now Syria. It was one of the most feared and hated cities, enemies of Israel, in all of the Old Testament. Eventually, they would destroy the northern kingdoms of Israel. One of the kings of Nineveh is said to have built a palace out of the bones of his enemies. This was a fearful kingdom that confronted them. And this was where Jonah, who was an Israelite, was told by God to go. Jonah did not want to save this enemy. And you recall he did everything he could to run away. He escaped to the sea, got on a boat. The boat got in a storm. They said, "Who's the cause of this?" And he said, "I am. Not doing God's will." And they threw him overboard. And remember, he was swallowed by a whale. For 3 days and three nights, he was in the belly of the whale. And then the whale regurgitated him up on the beach. And he had to save Nineveh from God's promise of wrath and ultimate destruction. Now, Nineveh, for that time in the world, was a huge city, but probably not much bigger than Manor or Pflugerville. It says that Nineveh was so large that it took 3 days to go through. Well, it wouldn't take you 3 days to walk across Manor or Pflugerville. But we're not talking about going from point A on one side to point B on the other side. That's not the way to understand this. The challenge for Jonah was to prophesy to them, to go through it and up and down the boulevards into different neighborhoods and preaching this message of God. And that would have taken about 3 days to do that. And he did it. And after only 1 day, the city of Nineveh begin to repent of their sins, from the king all the way down to every citizen in the city. And they put on sackcloth, and they proclaimed a fast, and they repented to God for their sins. Jonah's message from God was, 40 days more and Nineveh shall be destroyed. The end is near. Well, the people of Nineveh responded. When God saw by their actions how they turned from their evil way, he repented of the evil that he had threatened to do to them. He did not carry it out. That's where Jonah got angry. And the rest of the book of Jonah is about a very angry Jonah. He didn't want these results. He wanted to stand around and watch the blood flow in the streets. He did what he was told to do, but he didn't expect the word of God to be so effective. Nineveh was a feared enemy of Israel, and Jonah wanted to watch them suffer and die. But he was disappointed when it didn't happen. Nineveh repented, and God relented. We talk a great deal in our Christian culture about belief and faith. I believe in God. Do you believe in God? It's important to believe in God. Does everybody believe in God? Do you believe in God? Many say they believe in God. Now, we know from Scripture that the devil and the demons believe in God. They know he's real. They're not atheists. But for God, belief is not good enough. What God really is looking for, above everything else, isn't that we believe in him. He's looking for a change of heart. That's what the meaning of repentance is. Repentance is a change of heart. To repent is to acknowledge that I was going the wrong direction, that I was doing the wrong things. It was wrong, and I have to change. I have to change direction. John the Baptist called for repentance, and his water baptism was a sign of washing your sin away, like it made you dirty. Jesus comes and offers salvation, the kingdom of God for those who repent, eternal life with him. And not only to believe, but to choose a change of heart. Now, this means that we must become more humble, admit we were wrong in our thoughts and our actions. You hear people say all the time, I am who I am and I'm not changing. Well, that's not exactly what God is asking of us. It's not about belief, it's about repentance. And this is why Jesus gave the church the authority to forgive sins for people who repent. The church teaches that we should go to confession at least once a year. That's the teaching. If a year goes by and you haven't been to confession, don't go to Holy Communion. That's essentially what the teaching is. It's about repentance. We should go more often if we can. I try and go once a month, once every 2 months. If it gets up to 3 months, I can't stand myself anymore. So frequent confession is what we're talking about, because we're talking about repentance. There's so much grace in the sacrament of confession. God's mercy is universal. It wasn't just for Israel. It was for every nation on earth. And that was proven in this episode with Nineveh. When God saw by their actions how they turned from their evil way, he repented of the evil he had threatened to do them. He did not carry it out. They repented. If it's been a while since you've been to confession, I urge you to go. Don't be afraid of confession. It's too important to our eternal life. Repent. For the world in its present form is passing away. I want to remind you that we haven't changed our confession schedules since the beginning of the pandemic. We have moved outside the church. We're in the classrooms on the same schedule of Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. So there's plenty of opportunities to go to confession here. And Lent's coming pretty soon. But the world in its present form is passing away. Repent.